Scavenge Audio. Beepity-doo.
Ain't nobody got time to that.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Mel.
Yes. Yes, you are.
I'm in a sugar coma after my birthday cupcake.
Birthday cupcake!
I am Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be breaking hearts and trying not to fart.
Sure.
And we're going to be doing
Why
it all.
Why hasn't that been our slogan this entire time?
Yeah.
5 years in the making. Yeah. We're going to be doing it all with Tom, every nickname.
Krajewski.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. Yeah, so yeah. It was Maud's birthday.
Yeah, so.
I mean, technically, when I'm recording this, it's Maud's birthday
before.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it, guys.
Why?
Because I'm getting up at 4 a.m. to go on a flight to New York. Yeah. I'm sitting and getting coronavirus for 5.5 hours.
You don't have to get the coronavirus.
And then I'm watching a horror movie, which I hate. But then the next day, I get to interview John Krajewski. Wait, you're Krajewski.
Yeah,
Krasinski.
Oh. John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Well, they get me. That got me.
There you go.
And
Emily Blunt.
Yeah. And Emily Blunt.
That's cool.
That'll be cool.
That'll be very cool.
But the actual birthday, guys, fucking little violin. Little violin.
It's going to be a rough one. I like that you were like, you don't have to get coronavirus. Like, it's a choice.
She said she was
like, it's a choice.
Would you like it? Just, no, thank you.
Just make sure you have all your stocked up on your toilet paper, right? As you were saying earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Like, so in Australia, the epidemic.
Epidemic.
I actually thought of that as I was saying that, and you can hear it if you put it back in slow-mo. Is that Australia is handling the coronavirus by buying excess amounts of toilet paper to the point where there is none on any shelf in any service station or
so
grocery
weird.
Store. There
oh
is a shortage of TP. Not only that, but a truck delivering an emergency supply was in an accident.
Oh, no.
And it turned over.
And it got robbed by pirates.
This much-needed supply of toilet paper was destroyed.
Oh, my
gosh. Pirates.
Toilet paper pirates.
So it really is an epidemic.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to tweet that. Oh, it's
meanwhile,
nearly as good
here,
as my corona.
Meanwhile, here we're out of all antibacterial hand soaps and things like that.
Well, another thing, the everyone's buying the surgical like face masks to the point where
surgeons can't get them.
Professional
doctors can't have they're out of face masks.
And the thing is, they can't work
if
they
face
don't
masks.
Have so dentists as well. There's such a shortage that dentists are closing down, going we can't do anything without surgical masks because you guys are buying them. And at the end of the day, this is not an airborne disease.
Right.
When you cough, it will land on a surface.
Yes,
and live on that surface for up to 7 days.
Yes.
So that's why washing your hands is important, because we subconsciously will touch our face up to 90 times a day.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
So if you are touching a surface
90
like
times a day?
Like a gas.
Oh,
I just did it then. I itched my lip.
Yeah.
So like a gas pump or when you're
definitely
public toilets when you're opening the door after you've washed your hands.
Yep.
Like that is where, I mean, that's
We're
not
all
as
doomed.
Bad.
We're doomed. We're dead.
I have been, every time I wash my hands now, I literally do the sing happy birthday to myself twice. And I'm like, I have never been washing my hands this long.
Minimum 10 seconds, ideally 20 seconds of scrub-a-dub-dubbing.
You don't realize how long 20 seconds is until you like actually count on 20 seconds. I'm like, I'm still washing. I'm still going.
So I've got now, and you guys have already used it, I've before the Amazon prices skyrocketed, I got these really cool double pack of pocket-size hand sanitizers, lavender flavor. Organic.
Yeah. Sprayed some on
Probably lavender scented.
Right?
Lavender scented.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't say flavored because you're not supposed to eat that.
That's
stuff.
A really good point.
Yeah.
Just scented.
Yeah.
But like I did a little bit of research on just how, because I've been sick twice in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, obviously I'm a grub or I'm not doing something right or I'm super, super susceptible to illness and my immune system is just conked out a while ago. Scratched my lip again.
Mad.
See?
So I've got one in my handbag.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, like, when you're, have one in your car so that when you do fill up gas, you can spray it on. When your hands are on your steering wheel and on the gift
wipe
chain.
That shit, yeah.
And obviously, phones, guys.
Our phones are disgusting.
Our hands are on them and then we put them on our face.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Wipe down your phone at least once a day.
Yep.
I heard.
Optimally a few times.
Yeah, I heard that also now if you have a beard, you're more likely to get it or something.
Really?
Stupid.
I'm devastated
so
to hear that.
Because I love my beard. I don't want to shave it.
Because just get coronavirus.
I guess because moisture hangs out in your beard longer.
Probably. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not shaving, though. I'm going to give you all coronavirus.
It's also interesting. Like, my parents are supposed to go on a cruise in August, and they already got a letter from the cruise company saying, we're waiving all cancellation fees, so you can cancel your trip up to, like, the day you're leaving.
Wow.
Because if they, because normally you have to cancel, if you want all your money back, you have to cancel 6 months before.
Whoa.
Which is now-ish, and they were like, we can't have this in place because literally everyone will just cancel the trip.
Right.
Even if in 6 months it's fine and everything. So they just, like, wait. There's That's a lot cool. of, like, airlines that are doing that now. So,
some weren't, though. Like, I know that GDC, I believe, recently got canceled, and a lot of people out of pocket, they weren't returning flights. Or refunding flights and accommodation.
Oh, the gaming convention?
Yeah.
All of GDC got canceled?
I think so.
Wow.
Or there's like another one that's happening and people are pulling out and they are being, but I don't think they're being reimbursed.
Yeah.
And if you have like your own setup stall, it can cost like $1,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, you're not getting that.
Here you go.
GDC is canceled,
Indefinitely postponed. After losing Microsoft, Sony, and Epic to coronavirus. Wait, that is not a good headline. They didn't
The whole company.
That's making it sound like, entire companies died.
Wiped out by the
They're saying that this virus is going to wipe out like 3% of the population.
Is it serious?
That's literally the plot of The Leftovers.
Yeah, 4%. One in four, wasn't it?
So
that's 25%. That's 25%. But yeah, one in four just disappeared.
Yeah. What no. It was only 3% of the world's population disappeared in The Leftovers.
So I swear it was one in four.
No, it was. It wasn't as much as you think it would be. Because, spoiler alert, the reveal at the end of this. Did you watch the show all the way to the end?
I haven't.
Oh, then I won't spoil it for you.
Just tell me.
Really?
Yeah, I actually don't mind anything being spoiled for me.
Okay, if you are spoiled for The Leftovers, like just, you know, fast forward about 90 seconds. But what they find out at the end of the entire series is that while in our world, 3% of the people just disappeared, they find the alternate Earth, where in their world, 97% of people disappeared.
Oh.
So it's like way more fucked up for those people. Like
that was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was only 2%.
2%. Okay. So then.
But I just know that the family, remember poor Carrie Coon? All of her family disappeared.
So she's the one who finds the other place because she's so hard.
It's a dimensional thing.
Yeah.
It is. It's a dimensional thing.
All right. And we're back. If you were fast forwarding, it's now safe. We're not giving any more leftover spoilers.
I really like Justin Theroux in that show, though.
Oh, yeah. He's always good in everything.
What a sexy man.
He's sexy.
So sexy.
I get it.
And so funny.
Wasn't great in Charlie's Angels.
But he's ripped in Charlie's Angels.
He certainly
super
is.
Jacked, like,
my goodness.
He's just ripped in general.
Yeah.
But he also wrote...
He writes a lot of stuff. Iron Man 2. Didn't he co-write Iron Man 2?
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I want to say Pineapple Express, but that's not the movie I'm thinking of. Tropic Thunder. He wrote Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. He made Robert Downey Jr. do blackface.
Yes.
He didn't make him do it.
He might not have made
him. He suggested
him. Yes. But yes. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, the day this episode comes out, I'm going to be so excited because it means it will be the day of the last episode of McMillions.
Oh,
have you guys been watching this documentary?
I have McNaught.
Do you know what it's about?
Yes.
Okay. It's about, for people who don't
know, Monopoly.
The Monopoly McDonald's game that happened two or three times. Basically, it was a huge part of my childhood because that game would come out and I would like want to go
You'd
to McDonald's
get the board.
And game pieces. Yes. Because you had a chance of winning a car and $1 million. If you watch this documentary, turns out you had no such chance.
Really?
How did they?
It's fascinating. So here's the thing that I will say right off the bat that's important to know.
Yeah.
McDonald's was not a part of this. McDonald's absolutely thought everyone had a chance to win these prizes fairly.
Interesting. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Oh. Well. Yes. Yes.
How can you McRigget then?
The McRigget.
Ooh, the McRigget.
So
that's not Stacey.
McDonald's hires a marketing company to handle doing this campaign, and the marketing company had an employee that fucked everything up for everyone. It's insane. It's insane.
Like on purpose, trying to save McDonald's money by not having to give out prizes?
No, what? No.
People won the prizes.
He was fraudulent?
No. You said the employee who worked for the company.
The employee who worked for the marketing company.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
Got the prizes to his friends.
Oh!
People actually won the prizes. People won the money, won the cars, but it was all set up through this one dude.
No.
Which, by the way, you figure
How do you do that if they're
That's amazing.
This is why you watch the documentary.
Right. I gotta see this.
I'm not.
But so this is
just
what,
tell me.
This is what's so exciting about this doc. But also, everything I just said is revealed in the first 10, 15 minutes, so I'm not, like, spoiling a whole lot. But they talked to all the people who were actually involved in this case, from the FBI agents to the people who won these prizes to the people who worked at
McDonald's.
Did they
get any time? Is there any justice?
So I haven't gotten to the last episode, so this is what I'm excited about, is finding out what actually has happened to these people.
Are they now criminals?
I don't know. Maude, we haven't. I haven't gotten to the conclusion yet.
I'm just trying to find
I will let you know.
Words that
exciting,
I can make
The exciting part is that all of these people are fucking characters. Like, they are the most fascinating species of human being I've ever seen. And it's like, they each time they introduce a new person, I'm like, there's no way this person's more ridiculous than the other person we just talked to. And they are.
So one guy working at a marketing firm is friends with every spectacular person on the universe.
But that's the thing. It's like the FBI agent's also an insane. The one FBI agent who started this whole case is the most fascinating human being I've ever laid eyes on. The way he talks,
he's like a McHuman.
He's a McHuman.
Yeah.
It's just so fascinating.
I see you, Aristotle.
The one thing they have not revealed.
My McPuns.
The one thing they have not revealed yet, and this is what the last episode is for, is A, who got time and for what?
Yeah.
And B, how it was actually done.
Yeah. I want to know.
They haven't revealed how this person actually got the winning tickets to people.
Does this person seem like A, McFraudulent person, or B, a strategist.
Right.
This person seems like a fraudulent person.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I highly recommend. It's all on HBO. You can, if you have
HBO. I'm going to stream it. I'm going to get myself a Big Mac and watch it.
I am still binging Buffy during the days and True Blood at night.
Oh, look at you and your vampire girl.
Because I don't know if I've discussed this, but it is definitely a metaphor for when I am sick. I feel like the life is getting sucked out of me. Therefore, I surround myself with vampire content. But I just, once I start something, I kind of got to see it through. And I'm not talking every
single
day. Unlike
the leftovers, apparently.
Yeah, no, I gave up. I watched it on a plane to Australia.
Yeah.
So I got like the first season in. Yeah. And then I watched season two on the way back.
So you haven't seen season 3. So you only have one more season.
Couldn't find it on anything.
It's on HBO.
Yeah, I didn't have it.
Oh.
I now got one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You now have one HBO.
I had to get Disney Plus to exchange it for an HBO account. But I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were sick. You were sick last week, right?
Yeah, mate. I'm sick all the time.
Oh, man.
I had a tickle in my throat.
Yeah.
The next day, no voice.
Ugh.
Didn't have a voice for 3 days.
Well, you know what it is actually right now in Southern California is allergies.
Is it?
Yeah, because of all that wind and the crazy temperature change we've had. It's like the pollen like bloomed and then all of a sudden stopped and just like got blown everywhere. Like, yeah.
That could maybe, don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always had a pretty pathetic immune system.
But allergies, when they hit me hard, I will lose my voice. Even though I'm not like, quote unquote, sick. It's just all of a sudden my voice goes.
But I was also extremely fatigued, had like long-winded headaches, and slept like, I had 3 naps a day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm good at napping.
I sighed like I'm jealous. I'm like, 3 naps a day? That sounds lovely.
So I would wake up, I'd go to bed at like 11 o'clock. I'd wake up at 8:30, feed my dog, go back to bed until 10:30. Wake up. I think I'd have another nap around 12 and then another one at 4:30.
Mm. Yeah. It's nice that you have time to take these naps. Right?
Yeah, like fun employment, man.
Fun employment.
It's so cool. It was also the weekend.
Yeah.
I had to cancel a few things.
I know.
Hate that, where it's like I let people down because I'm sick.
I was actually, you canceled on my drinks, but it was totally fine.
So
I
left
you. Totally, she
do
did.
You still have it? Oh my God, do I?
Yeah.
Does it let you replay? Because you sent it to me in Instagram.
Yeah, no, that keeps.
That keeps.
That's why I did it. That's why I did it there.
Hold on. Yeah, I will play this. This is kind of great.
So
here
if I'm going to get out of something, I don't want to be like, I'm just not well. Yeah. I need to prove it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I had my phone on silent. Hold on.
Oh, mute that. This is what sick Maude sounds like. AKA not faking it. AKA.
Is it?
No voice.
Hello, Allison. It's me, Maude.
Oh, my God. I thought that was it. Tom. Okay, hold on.
I think I might be able to play it, too, because I've got exactly the same.
Yeah, I heard this, and I was like, girl, what? Go, stay
in
bed. Was
it nice? Tell us about your birthday.
Hold on.
I mean, I've got it, too, if you want me to try it.
Yeah, you try it. I don't know why my phone's not playing it. I'm on the Wi-Fi, too. I don't understand.
I'm on the Wi-Fi.
Happy birthday, darling. Just letting you know that little tickle of coronavirus that I had yesterday, full-blown, gone worse. So I'm sorry to miss your birthday celebrations, but I wanted you to hear just how nasty it got. Love you, bye.
You sound like you've been smoking for 90 years.
I know.
Just wanted to say
it's been 82 years.
Also, for people wondering why I was having birthday celebrations 3 weeks after my birthday, it's because my boyfriend was in town. And so I was like, let me get people together as an excuse to just drink, day drink. And that's what we did. And
how was it?
It was nice. It was delightful. It was a great, gorgeous day out. A lot of people showed up. Bartender gave me a free drink because I got so many people to the bar in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
He was like, all these people are here for you. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, here, drink something. I was like,
do you not get anxiety when you have a birthday thing? A, who's not going to, like, will people show up? And B, you are the common denominator between everyone there, so you have to be the thread to pull everyone together.
I definitely feel a bit like I go into host mode. Like, I have to make sure you guys are talking, whatever. Yeah, and like, who doesn't have someone to talk to? And there were also people, like, I kept being like, you know, like, oh, John, you really have to meet Chad because you guys are doing this together, and blah, 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 you know, and like, you know, oh, you people are both animation writers. You should know each other. I definitely... click into
but also
that.
Everyone's there to see you. It's like a wedding as well, where it's like you just need to give yourself a like
timed for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm probably going to elope.
Oh, I don't blame you.
When are you doing it?
Well, I gotta get a boyfriend first, and then I gotta get a fiance.
You have till you're 49. You have time. Oh. Although you're now 1 year closer.
Yeah, you are.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Yes.
Death is creeping around the corner. I'm gonna get you, bud.
All right, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come
back.
So
no one's going to be surprised if in 6 months' time I'm like, married with a kid.
They're like, she did it. Yeah, she did it. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back and do some emails.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back.
Hi,
so
back.
We announced last week, and I'm sure everyone now knows.
Yeah, a little violin playing again.
That we are ending the show at the end
of
this month.
Five years.
Wow. And we asked you all to, I just did the Owen Wilson thing. We haven't done that in a while.
Wow. My friend went on a date with Owen Wilson.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Was he cool?
Apparently. Yeah, he was really sweet. But it was that thing where no matter what they did, he was stopped for, every person would recognize and wanted a photo, and it was just so invasive.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you kind of, like, are just a byproduct and you witness that, you just realize how powerful, you have to be in a good mood.
All the time.
And you have to make every one of their experiences, like, good for them.
Right.
Even though it's, like, the 40th time it's happened that day, you still have to, like, make sure they feel special. Ugh.
That's why I don't leave the house. I get bombarded.
That's it. I get it, man. I get it.
I know, right?
Well, we're ending the show. We asked people to email in their favorite memories. And so we got a lot of those, which were, like, real sweet. I'm just going to go through a few because there's a lot
right
now.
Okay, Tom, we'll get you some
favorite memories. I'll get you some favorite memories, Allison.
That's mine.
What here is? We go.
That's my favorite memory.
You doing that right now?
Yeah, that voice.
Wee-wee.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite flavor of Tom?
Your favorite flavor.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Tom, favorite flavors.
Well, we did bring you the flavors of cupcakes today.
Yum.
Many a cupcake.
It's sitting in my tummy, though, guys.
Yeah. So good. I'm already tired
the
from it.
The button is stressed.
I know, man. You just eat, like, all sugar, and all of a sudden you're like,
oh, I'm yawning.
Yeah. All right, this is from Scott. He says, farewell, HHHH. Maud, Tom, and Allison.
Scott. Hi, Scott.
I am saddened to hear the podcast is ending. You have been the best part of my Monday and helped me get ready for facing the new week. I am thrilled it is ending because you were all kicking ass and taking names. You do gun, Scott.
You do gun.
You do gun. That's an old one.
Yeah.
That's an old one. That's
like a season one.
That's how in Russia it's all, we always like, in Russia.
You drink the vodka,
vodka drinks you, you know, like those old sayings. So we had one that was like, instead of, because in America, it's like we, like, guns, like, rule our world. So it's like, Russia's like, we do gun.
We do gun.
Okay. That's an old school.
I know.
That's like, I feel like one of the first recurring jokes on the Happy Hour.
Is that Scott that showed up at Comic-Con with a t-shirt? Someone show up?
I don't know.
Scott.
I don't want to say anyone's last name if they
don't
want
Scott.
Me to. Scott. Okay, here we go. This one's from Steven.
Steven.
Hello for the last time, HHHHLN crew.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Allison, Maud, Tom, and Podcat.
All right.
Yay.
Yay. I am sad to see the show end, but happy it sounds like it's ending on your own terms and for good reasons. Very true. Yep. Too many good things get ended too early, and I'm glad this is not the case. Knowing that, I will continue to follow and support you all to the best of my abilities. Thank you. We all need that. Thanks, your Comic-Con and Drunksmiths episodes will all hold a special place in my heart. You had so many great guests on the podcast, from Troy Baker to Ross Marquand, and even Mandy from Manchester.
Mandy from Manchester.
Wait, maybe she'll pop back again.
There he goes. I will miss hearing weird stories from the news and fans, as well as Maud occasionally outing Allison's age on a weekly basis.
Yep.
God damn it. We all learned so much from all the years of the podcast, too. We learned about Allison's love of space and actor struggles. We learned a lot about Teslas. Mm-hmm. We learned fun facts about Australia and Maud's love of boob-based humor.
This is true.
Tits.
Yes.
Tits.
And that Tom is a man of infinite nicknames.
Yes.
I would even like to think that I've personally learned a thing or two about how women think and how to better communicate with them since it became a ladies' night podcast.
Look at that. It's so great to hear.
Yes. That means so much to me.
Yeah. Granted, Maud has a more successful dating life than me. So there you go, Maud.
Really, though?
I feel really bad for that guy.
How bad is it?
So who knows if I'll ever actually use what you've taught me on a date, but I can still use it for platonic female friendships, so thanks for that. Very true. I love that. I hope to hear you talk about nerdy stuff and other random tidbits, or just how your lives are going soon.
Could have said titbit, but
tidbit. Until next time, Blue Unicorn, Sugar Tits, Mr. Super Volcano, White Wine Spritzer, and Aristotle.
Yeah.
And Alex, if he showed up. Big hug, Steven. Oh, I guess maybe that was
Steven.
Yeah.
Was it Steven with a V or a PH?
No,
a
PH.
Okay. My favorite thing, every time I hear Steven, I go, oh, Steven. Have you seen that meme where they went to Starbucks and said, it's Steven with a PH? And so they wrote the name P-H-T-E-V-E-N. And it's of Tuna Melts My Heart, that dog that's got a really severe overbite.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, Steven.
Steven.
So every time someone says their name Steven, I have to check. It's like V or P-H. It's like, P-H, hyper Steven.
There it is.
That's my favorite meme.
I valeted my car the other day. And you know how sometimes they're like, can I get your name to put on the ticket? And I was like, it's Allison. And they give me the ticket, and I go in the restaurant, and I sit down, I look at my ticket, and she spelled it A-L-I-S-O-N. And I was like, holy shit. It is, like, so rare that someone, without asking, spells my name with the one L.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's rare for you? Is it?
Well, listen, Maud, I'm not saying you don't have... What?
I didn't tell you my Muln story.
No, I forgot.
I went to Starbucks in San Francisco, like, what, 3 weeks ago for a job?
Yeah.
And... this is how the exchange went. I ordered my lunch and coffee. Name, please. Maud. Maud? Yep, Maud. Great. It comes out M-U-L-L-N.
Muln.
Muln. Muln. When I said Maud, and she said Maud? And I said Maud. Muln.
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 I knew that were Muln. Oh, see, look at that.
Couldn't believe it. Made my day. I was like laughing the entire hour that I got drinking my Muln coffee.
I got a Starbucks the other day that was Allison, A-L-L-Y-C-E-N.
What?
C-E-N.
I was like, and I actually told her, I was like, I am not offended. I was like, this is just the most amazing way I've ever seen my name spelled.
So it has been confirmed that it is a marketing ploy.
To spell your name wrong?
Starbucks will butcher names or spell it ridiculous so that
people
word
post
of mouth,
it or...
and it's literally a marketing campaign for them. That is free and word of mouth. But it's also the thing where it's like, you're making out that every employee is quite stupid.
Yeah.
Muln.
Cannot get a basic name down.
Yeah.
At least send with the C-E, like, come on.
Right.
That is, if a person was to spell my name, I'd be like, that's why you're working at a Starbucks, huh?
Right, no.
I would, because it's like, pour a coffee, keep it safe.
Yeah.
Because if you can't spell a simple name, I don't want you stitching me up.
I actually, when I went out to get my car from the valet and the woman took my ticket again, I was like, by the way, you spelled my name correctly and no one ever does. Like, I was like, I just think that's awesome. She's like, really? Gold star for me. And I was like, yep, yeah.
You're like, you're better than valet, babe.
Yeah.
Reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars.
All right. Let's see if I can get an email that goes into a story. Oh, wait. You know what I want to do? We have a few other people who emailed in their favorite anthropomorphic
animals.
Oh, good.
Animals.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so fine being kink about that.
Yeah.
Like, not a furry at all. I did stumble upon a comment on a YouTube video saying, I'm very much a furry, and the furry community loves you, Maud.
Oh.
I was like, maybe it's because I keep talking about this shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, good to have fans, though.
That's a spokesperson.
Yeah. There you go.
You could be.
Maud, I will support you in any endeavor you make in your life.
I mean, I'm just happy to talk about hot cartoons.
I know.
I mean, I'm not even like into
You need to start. Maybe that's your new podcast.
Sexy version of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hot cartoons. Hot cartoons. All right. This email is entitled Animal Crushes and Happy Birthdays. It's from Ed. Hello, 4-H ladies, Tom and Podcat.
Hi, Ed.
Ed from Yuma here. Hello, Maud.
Yay!
Had to submit my list of my top 5 hottest anthropomorphic characters.
Oh, yeah.
I just finally said that word so easily.
Yay! Week 3.
Woo! By the way, the 80s and 90s were wild and confusing times for young boys and girls.
Yes!
Yeah. On top of the animals, you had Jessica Rabbit, Hello Nurse, Rogue, and a ton of other sexy cartoons. I was super into Rogue.
Yeah. Her and Gambit?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the hottest animated couple of all time, maybe.
Happy about that.
Ugh, they were great. All right, here we go.
She just had that southern drawl going.
Yeah.
And Gambit was Cajun.
Yuck, yeah.
Good combo.
Sexy, sexy times.
Wicked. Mind you, wicked Gravity did not,
Gravity the movie?
Affect her buzz.
Oh, actual Gravity.
Yeah. She wore a latex leotard, onesie, completely over, because she had to cover all of her skin.
Yeah.
Did not her boobies. Did not affect the boobers.
Well, maybe she might have had a built-in shelf bra in there. You never know.
Uh-huh.
That's a doctor. Doctor had a part in that one.
On you're talking on
which
Natalie
is weird
Portman
because
you can't touch
her.
No,
probably doctor died to get those boobs.
Maybe she just had a lot of padding.
Yeah,
she could have put a bra on before the latex.
I've had a lot of time looking.
Yeah, you're like, I've been sick. I've gone down the rabbit hole. Okay, he just listed these 1 through 5, so I don't know if this is actually in order, but I'll just go. Okay, so number one. Mm. Minerva Mink from Animaniacs.
Yeah, I was never an Animaniacs. I know.
So, what?
Yeah.
Moln.
So, Animaniacs did you ever watch cartoons? Was the best.
I think that would take a child.
Coming back.
But they had adult humor.
Yeah,
but they were children. Yeah. So I can't have the sassy.
Oh my gosh.
But you were a child at the time. You did not like children cartoons?
They were kids.
Are you looking up Minerva Mink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I want to look up. I want to see what she looks like again, too.
Damn.
Yeah, she Hattie?
Yeah.
I think if she's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, let's see. There
again. Yeah, let's see.
They just put him in that,
red. Oh, yes.
They put him in that red dress.
Yep.
There's a foot fetish with 3 toes there.
Oh my gosh. Look at that. Minerva Meek removing,
she's removing
panties.
What?
People are so wrong.
Okay, that is not me. I don't go that far.
Yeah.
I don't need that in my life. Was there one that where the dress was, my God.
Hachimachi.
Poor,
it was.
Poor Minerva Mink.
Her tits out.
Her tits out. Oh, yeah.
On,
oh, yeah. That's
on
a
an
nip.
Episode? Oh,
no. Wow. These are people who are doing fan art.
Goodness.
Jesus. Woof. All right. Number 2, Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
Yeah, she is.
That's what you guys
said, getting a shout out again.
Yeah.
Number 3, Gadget from Rescue Rangers.
Well, that's the second time.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And number 4, okay, we're getting a lot of repeats. 4, Judy Hopps from Zootopia.
Yeah.
And number 5, Roxanne from a Goofy movie.
Yeah.
I love a Goofy movie, man.
Still gotta see it.
I get
You've
it.
You've never seen
Gadget.
You have to see it.
I loved that purple jumpsuit because it's like April O'Neil's, but purple. Gadget?
Who? Oh, Gadget? Oh, yeah.
That's.
She also had the greatest hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved her hair. She was the coolest. Yeah.
She's like definitely a mouse, though.
She's definitely a mouse.
Yeah.
Most definitely a mouse.
Yeah, okay.
Here Ed says, I also want to send a happy birthday shout out to Maud, my birthday bunny. I said bunny.
Birthday bunny.
Well, we're in theme.
Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday, Maud. I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you.
She's getting up at 4 a.m., fighting coronavirus to the East Coast, watching
a scary
movie
that she hates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Drink smart and stay safe, Ed from Yuma.
Did you see the prequel? Or the first movie?
I couldn't finish it. So he's my
favorite. Oh, I loved it. And I don't like scary movies. And I really liked A Quiet Place.
And that's
what
people were saying. Yeah. And so I watched it on the plane. Mm-hmm. And the first half, I was like, okay, okay. And then it started getting really quite scary. Like when she steps on the nail.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was really hard. And then she's giving birth and she can't make a noise.
Yep.
What I usually do with horror movies, because I have had to watch them for work before, not often, but I had to watch Conjuring 2.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. So I will block my ears because a lot of the time, horror is all about the sound design.
Yeah.
That really creates tension and keeps you on edge. And they use silence as like a weapon, only like to cause like a tiny beat of silence to keep that suspense. So that kind of goes between music and silence. So I took my earphones out with The Quiet Place going, this should help.
Yeah.
It was exactly the same. Yeah. Because the whole point of A Quiet Place
is there's no sound.
Is that it's quiet. And so it was just as scary.
That's hilarious. But isn't that kind of an interesting, that's what makes the movie so cool is that it takes out one of the major aspects of horror movies.
Yeah.
And still is scary.
And that's what was freaky for me because it's like, this doesn't help. So I couldn't finish it. I've never finished it.
Oh, interesting.
Apparently someone dies, quite important, and I need to know this. So I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah, you might need to know that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
I said someone dies. It's a horror movie. Someone dies.
I'll tell you after because
I know who.
Finish it on the plane on the way over.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to.
Get your free wine, girl. And finish it on the
6
plane.
6 a.m. booze up.
Oh, yeah, you're flying out that early.
So, like, in that movie, you can't make noise, right? And then in Bird Box, you're not supposed to look.
Right.
So you can't talk in one movie. You can't see in another movie.
They do. They use senses.
Keep doing
senses.
These senses. Yeah. Like, what else? You can't
Don't touch
smell.
Is just life.
Smell. Don't smell it.
Don't touch. No, don't touch. It's like a life
Oh, that's
thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. You just don't touch.
I feel like a movie anything. Like that would be just like when you're kids and you're like, don't touch the lava. Like, the floor is lava. Yeah, it's going to be the whole movie's going to feel like that.
I do have one of my questions, though, because I like to think of questions that I would ask, even though I haven't seen the movie yet. And it's for John Krasinski.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask him if he's an extrovert.
Okay.
And he'll be like, why? Yeah. I'm like, because I have a theory.
Okay.
You've written a horror movie. Like, you've written this movie here where it's mandatory silence.
Yeah.
Otherwise you die.
Right.
That sounds like it's only a horror movie for extroverts.
Yeah.
Because for introverts,
funny.
They're like, that this sounds like heaven.
Well, that bringing you back to the coronavirus, so many people are like, it's human interaction. Like, you have to actually touch something. It's human interaction that is spreading this disease. And they're like, introverts are like, fuck yeah, I've just been like locking myself in my house all day and not interacting with the public. Like,
I've been preparing my whole life for this moment.
This is it. This is my champion move.
Yeah, there's a joke online about how basically having the coronavirus is basically just being, it's the same as being a freelancer because you work from home anyways and you're in your underwear all day working and not going out and not getting sun. So, the same thing.
I mean, I hope this PSA doesn't need to be mentioned, but the coronavirus isn't like a race sort of thing either. Yeah. It's actually, it's made a lot of people kind of racist.
Yeah, that's been
Has it really?
Oh, yeah.
Just because we don't want people from
China. If you're
China
Asian, like automatically.
Asian Uber drivers have been canceled on significantly more. Asian Uber passengers have been canceled
way.
Content creators who are Asian are getting in the comments, you know, like that they are the responsible. Stop that.
It's insane.
Or if you see it happen online, step in.
Yeah.
Like, let's just kind of stamp out racism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be best.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Is that what Melania Trump says? Be best?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that her thing?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Her Be Best campaign?
I wouldn't
She's like,
know.
Against cyberbullying? I'll look it up next. Not feel stupid.
But yeah, no, I agree. It has nothing to do with
race. Yeah, it's just
race.
It is Be Best.
It is Be Best. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Aristotle.
Yeah, I just don't like it how, like, when extremes happen, it can bring out the best in people, but it can also bring out the worst in people.
Yeah,
and
I
don't like seeing the worst in people because it's pretty freaking ugly.
Yeah. It's really disturbing in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, Maude, with your sicknesses lately, you're going to be okay. You're probably built up
your
immune system.
Yeah, your immune system's probably crushing it right now.
Yeah.
I think it's had a massive workout.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've only got 16 more years to live, so really.
16 years? That's...
Is it 16? I don't know. I'm not going to reveal your age, Maude.
Guys, it's not.
Well, we
it's
did
not,
say 49.
It's not.
So.
It's because you've had a birthday.
It's 15.
It's 15.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Maude, you're still so young. I don't feel bad for you.
Oh, my God. That's my horror movie.
Yes. Just the crocodile from Peter Pan, just like slowly walking towards you.
I hate Peter Pan.
Do we have time for a quick story over there, Tom?
Yeah, of course, totally.
Can you bring us into a story?
Absolutely.
Also,
okay.
Keep getting your emails in, guys.
We'll do that in the business portion of the podcast.
I am exhausted. But let me try and see if I can read a story for you.
Great. Maybe coming down from the sugar hit.
Yeah. Probably. I never eat sugar anymore, so that's probably it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Woman plays violin during brain surgery.
Oh, yes. I was seeing pictures of this, but please tell me more. I'm very fascinated.
So she plays violin during brain surgery to save her musical skills.
Yeah.
So a British woman has emerged from complicated brain surgery with her fine motor skills intact.
Great.
Thanks to doctors who insisted she play her violin through part of the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is, she's got a cool name, Dagmar Turner.
Pretty yes, Dagmar.
Try to spell that, Starbucks. Dagmar Mulder?
D-A-G-A.
They'll probably get it. They'll probably try to stuff it up, and they'll only get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Dagmar, she's 53. She went under the knife to have a dangerous tumor removed from her brain on January 31st. The tumor was nestled in the right frontal lobe of her brain, close to the area that controls language and the fine movements in Turner's left hand. So one wrong move by doctors might have cost Turner 40 years of violin practice, robbing her of her dexterity needed to play the instrument.
That's terrifying sounding.
But the neurosurgeons had a plan. They mapped her brain, opened up her skull for the surgery, then woke her from anesthesia and asked her to play the violin.
Yeah.
The activity allowed them to see and avoid the parts of her brain that she needs to play.
Hold on.
Successfully cutting away bits of the tumor.
But obviously, she couldn't feel it.
Right, you can't feel your brain.
You can't feel your brain. Your brain doesn't have any actual nerve endings.
The fact that she wanted to be awake for that, good on her.
Well,
it sounds like
she didn't have a choice.
Yeah, if she wanted to keep
playing violin. Because I've seen, because I'm one of the only people who still watches Grey's Anatomy, they did a similar episode with a... they had to do brain surgery on a young girl. I think she was a teenager. But she was an aspiring singer. So they had her awake and had her singing during the surgery.
Isn't that crazy?
Because then you know you're not hitting parts of the brain that are needed for that.
Spend 4 seconds thinking of what it would be like awake while your top of your skull has been removed and people are literally poking around and cutting in your brain.
Yeah.
I think the thing that would freak me out the most, honestly, is clearly they have your head so braced that you can't move it.
That would make
me feel claustrophobic.
Yeah. But I guess if you really don't, that tumor out so you don't die.
Well, of course.
It's not much, but if you guys run your tongue up the top of your lip there, you'll know that there's that connecting kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I got that removed.
You got it removed?
What?
Apparently there is a muscle in that little thing that was pushing my teeth apart, which is why I had a gap in my teeth.
Get out of here.
So when I had my braces, my orthodontist was like, I'm not taking these braces off until she gets that removed. Otherwise, she'll take the braces off and that muscle will form this gap again.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah, he removed it and now I have a fucking massive mouth because it's flat gone and it went up here. It's a whole new set of problems. But that was only a local anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was awake during that.
Yeah, I was awake
I had to hold it open and the scalpel, see the scalpel going in. And then it would come out with blood on it. And then I would see him with the needle because he put in soluble stitches. And so I would see the needle coming in to stitch and pulling the thread out.
That's creepy.
Have I never told you about my gum surgery?
Did you?
Oh.
Remind us because it sounds
so it was local anesthesia. I had to have my bottom gums were receding too quickly.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's right.
I had to have skin removed from the top of my mouth, the roof of my mouth.
They can do that?
Yep. And they put it on my bottom gums to thicken them up.
What,
basically.
To meld it?
No.
Yeah,
way.
Meld the gum tissue?
They had to stitch it in and it makes it thicker.
Well, you now know after this podcast, we're gonna want to look at your bottom
gums. That's fine. You can
gums closely.
Yeah.
That's
totally fine. But I was awake for it, so they gave me, anesthesia, and they gave me four Valium or something like that, so I was just loopy AF.
Space cadet, yeah.
Yeah. But halfway through, it's a 4-hour surgery, halfway through I was I have to pee. And the guy performing the surgery was what?
It's your nervous pee.
And no, I was super fucking relaxed. I was whatever.
What?
And he's you went before. I'm I know, I have to pee again. And he was okay. So he stuffs my mouth full of cotton.
Jesus Christ.
And he has the nurse walk me down the hallway to the bathroom. And she goes, she lets me in the door and she goes, whatever you do.
Don't look in the mirror.
Don't look in the mirror.
Really?
And I went, why? And she just goes, don't do it. And I went, some things you can't unsee, right? And she's exactly. And I'm okay.
Oh
so I did not look in the mirror.
Oh, wow.
I would have.
No.
Because when my leg was open, when I was getting 20 stitches down my leg, they left me alone for 3 hours. And at one stage, I was like, I'm going to have to look because if I don't, I'll never know. I looked down. It looked like a shark attack victim.
Wow.
And I screamed bloody murder.
Yeah.
And they came rushing in. They're like, is everything okay? I'm like, look at it. They're like, listen.
We told you.
There is a woman delivering a baby next door. If you want to know about what real pain is, it's her.
Go look at her vagina.
You can shut up. I got told to shut up. Public hospitals, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I slipped off a table once as a kid and hit my head in a radiator right here.
Oh.
So they stitched me up while I was awake, and I don't think they used anesthesia. I remember crying the whole time.
Oh.
So
I am trying to find the video of when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh.
You all high in that, too?
Same sort of situation, local anesthetic.
Oh. Yeah.
And they was bottom teeth.
Yep.
And I was like trying to just get my health insurance because it was like my last week of this job.
That's how I had my bottom teeth removed as well, local anesthesia, and was awake to have them like break your teeth out.
Yeah, the first one, the first one was totally fine. The second one, he actually had his foot up on the seat.
That is crazy how they do that.
He had to saw my tooth in half.
Yeah.
And by sawing it, I could taste the shavings. And then they were like, afterwards, they were like, you know, you're fine.
Oh, my.
You're fine to drive home.
What?
And that was the scariest part. And I remember feeling
Well, I guess if they just do local anesthesia, that's fine. But if, like, for me, with the Valium, no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but local anesthesia, when I was supposed to be in and out in 20 minutes, and I was there for, like, an hour and a half, and I didn't feel good to drive at all.
Yeah.
And so I did a video outside the car. Where is it, though? Yes. Yes. Come on.
I'm just done with the dentist. They sawed my tooth in half and it wouldn't come out. My face feels so fat. It feels like there's a lot happening. And my tongue is numb. They've got gauze in there as well and stitches. I thought it would be done easy, but it took an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't like it.
I was not good after that. And then I had to go to the chemist to get the drugs for it.
Yeah.
And I was like going to pass out. And they're like, are you okay? I was like, I was on full sugar.
I feel so fat.
What are you doing here? It's just me. So if I don't do this, I'll die. And then I got dry socket.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, it was bad.
That's when it doesn't heal, right? It becomes dry and then you need it to puncture.
This is a really hard thing because you have an open wound in your mouth. Yeah. And so the blood needs to clot to start so you have to like drink a lot of things. Well, you can't drink through a straw or you can only drink through a straw.
No, I think you can't because can't of the pressure. It's the pressure change in your mouth.
When you brush your teeth, like you really can't spit. Because you don't want to lose that. And I think I thought I was so careful with it and I don't ever remember loosening it, but all of a sudden it exposes the nerves.
Yeah.
Painful.
In your and so when the air hits that, it's like lightning shooting down into your mouth.
Yeah. Well, on that wonderful note.
guys.
Send us
your a
dental nightmares.
Anesthetized videos.
Oh my goodness.
I'll post that one.
Yeah, or just your stories or whatever. And please continue to send us your favorite memories of this wonderful podcast. We'll continue reading them throughout the month, but we also are doing our live show at the end of the month to say goodbye, and we will read some there as well. Or if you come in person, we'll put you on mic and you can say it to us in person.
Mike's like, why?
Yeah, I know.
Mike's like, shut up, Mike.
Why? I always get used like this. Again, our live show is going to be at the Scum and Villainy Cantina in Hollywood on March 31st, 8 p.m. Show actually starts at 8:30, but we're saying 8 p.m. So everyone can get there and get settled and all that jazz. It is free. There are no tickets. You don't have to just show up. I would show up earlier for better seats, but it's a small place. It's not like there's going to be a bad seat in the house. We will be having special guests. We've already planned how the show is going to start. I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is cool, guys.
It's going to be a good time, and we hope to see a lot of you there. And again, if you can't make us, shoot us an email at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll keep tweeting when all the details about the show ending at halfhourhappyhr. I could say subscribe and like us, but, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we'll still take it. We like your validation.
Just a sympathy subscribe for the last couple of...
I know, sympathy subscribe. Can you imagine if all of a sudden it's like we get 50,000 new sympathy subscribers?
If we get 50,000, I have a feeling we might be coming back.
Yeah.
That's 50,000, guys.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Alison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And thank you, Tom, all the nicknames Krajewski.
What was your new one for today?
Well, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
You already had it.
But, hey, Maud, what time is it when you go to the dentist?
2:30.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.